In a bid to address a multi-billion dollar budget deficit, Democrats in Washington state have proposed a range of new taxes and fees. These include taxes on the state's wealthiest investment earners, the largest banks, and top companies. However, Republican Minority Leader Drew Stokesbury, R. Auburn, has expressed concerns over how these measures will affect ordinary citizens. "I hope that regular people realize how many nickel and dime taxes they'll have to pay," Stokesbury said. "It's literally taxing the joy out of being a Washingtonian." Among the proposals are increases to the state's gas tax, potentially raising it by 9 cents per gallon, a 10 cent refundable deposit on bottled or canned beverages, and taxes on nicotine patches like Zyn, as well as on gun purchases. Other proposed hikes include a 38% increase in hunting and fishing licenses, higher costs for a Discover Pass, from $30 to $40, and new taxes on vacation home rentals, storage units, and rental cars. Stokesbury criticized the measures, arguing that while taxing big businesses might be an option, hitting regular Washingtonians with such nickel and dime taxes is unnecessary and could hurt everyday residents. Democratic lawmakers countered, with Representative April Berg, D'Snohomish County, stressing that residents do not want to see cuts to essential state services. "People find joy in having a well-funded public school, services at the local and state levels, and good infrastructure," Berg said. Senator Marco Lias, D. Edmonds, who sponsored a bill to raise the gas tax by 6 cents a gallon and introduce a $1 ticket surcharge for large events, defended the proposals. "What is most fun is being able to get to where you need to go, efficiently and safely," Lias said. Legislators have not passed any tax increases this year, but they are expected to finalize the budget, including tax increases, in the coming week to cover the state's deficit. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.